What began as a grassroots campaign, followed by a one-woman protest by the head of the isolated Attawapiskat First Nation in northern Ontario, is quickly becoming a nationwide movement. Chief Theresa Spence's hunger strike has come to symbolise the cause rallying under the banner Idle No More, which aims to highlight the problems facing Canada's First Nations. They've long suffered from significantly higher rates of poverty and social deprivation than the rest of the country. But now there's also growing opposition to a budget bill called C-45, which was passed by the upper house of the Canadian Parliament last month. Campaigners say it will weaken environmental safeguards, leaving ancestral lands rich in natural resources open to exploitation by international corporations. They also say C-45 was passed without proper consultation, in violation of Canadian law. Dr. Pam Palmiter is a professor at Ryerson University in Toronto and a prominent Indigenous rights activist. She says Chief Spence's hunger strike represents a much wider plight.
For every day that she doesn't eat, she's slowly dying. And that's exactly what's happening to First Nations in this country who don't have access to water, food, sanitation, and housing.
Critics accuse the Idle No More movement of trying to blackmail the Conservative federal government into talks. They say the controversial budget bill will help First Nations achieve greater economic prosperity by reducing bureaucracy. But Chief Theresa Spence says she's prepared to die unless Prime Minister Stephen Harper agrees to meet her. Her increasingly vocal supporters say their protests will remain peaceful, but they won't back down.